Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace, celebrating 20 years of discipling others through Charis Bible College. And now we join Andrew at a meeting already in progress at the new campus in Woodland Park.
I'm telling you, your imagination is just important. It's important. And most of us aren't using it. And this whole thing was started by me talking about how to become a success. And you cannot succeed if you don't see yourself succeeding. If you see yourself failing, it'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll fail every time. And I don't care how much backing you've got, how much talent you've got, how much things are going your way, you will find a way to subvert the thing, and you will fail if you see yourself failing. Or here's another way of saying, if you are fearful of failing, which is just your imagination working against you, you'll fail. Fear activates, it's like the opposite of faith. Fear releases the negative the same way that faith releases the supernatural power of God. And fear is nothing but imagination. You know, how do you get your imagination working? Well, I've mentioned it a couple of times, but it's basically by just meditating, focusing on something, going over and over and over and over and over it in your mind. Kenneth Hagin used to compare it to like a cow chewing its cud. You chew it and swallow it and spit it back up and go through it again. And you just chew that cud over and over and over until you get everything there is out of it. You just meditate. And some people think, I don't know how to meditate. Yeah, you do. Worry is meditation. Have you ever worried? Have you ever worried about anything? Worry is nothing but meditation. You're thinking on things that haven't happened yet. You're thinking about what could happen in a negative way, and you just explore every possibility and think about every way that things could go wrong. What would happen if this happens? That's worry. And you know what? You can go to work and worry all day long and still do your job and worry all day long. Likewise, you can go to work and you can meditate all day long. There's probably somebody listening to me who thinks, you know what? Some of us have to work. We aren't preachers. We can't sit around and daydream all day. But you can go to work and worry all day. If you can worry all day, you can meditate all day. You could take a truth from God's Word and just keep your mind on it and go over and over and over and over and over that thing and look at it from every angle and ask questions and think about it. This is how the Word comes alive to people. You know, this is also why when we went to Israel. We took a tour to Israel many years ago. Our UK group put together a tour and we led that. And in Israel, people were just oohing and aahing and, oh, the Word's so alive. And they said, this is just life-changing. And some of the people were just like, they were overwhelmed because I'm standing on the same spot that Jesus was. And they said, there's such an anointing. And these people were just having these epiphanies and it was making me sick. And it got me to thinking about what goes on when people go to Israel. What is it about going to Israel that makes them seem to have a spiritual experience? And you know what it is? They imagine things so much better because now it's not vague. It's not just words that they've read on a page. They've seen these places. Like when we got out, you know, it was a hot day and they stopped at the Valley of Elah where David fought Goliath. And it's about 4 miles across this valley. And the Philistines were on the mountains on one side and the Israelites on the other side. And there's this little brook that went in between. So anyway, we stopped on the side of the road in the tour bus. Nobody wanted to get out because it was hot. They said, does anybody want to get out? And I said, I do. And man, I got out and I walked that valley and walked right down to the stream. I got me 5 little stones out of that thing and I stood there and looked and imagined what would this have been like with hundreds of thousands of Philistines and then all of the Israelites hiding in caves. What? And I sat there and I saw Goliath and I saw David. You know, when I was a little kid, I went out and marked on a tree, 9'6", which is what one commentary said Goliath was. And I marked what height that was. And then I stood in front of it and bent down, because David probably wasn't but about 5 foot maximum. And I bent down and looked at that. You know, and what I was doing? It was helping me to imagine what David was seeing and what he thought. And if you will just not read a scripture, but if you will meditate on it and imagine what's it like, it comes alive. This is why when you go to Israel, everything comes alive, because all of a sudden you can see these things. It helps your imagination. This is why television is such a powerful form of communication, because it's not just words. Words are powerful because they paint pictures. But man, pictures with words are really powerful. And television will capture your imagination. And that's why it's so captivating when we watch things. I tell you, I'm giving you a key right here to success. If you want to succeed, you're going to have to get into the Word of God and have God speak words to you that paint a picture. And then you're going to have to meditate on that picture until it becomes a hope. And once you see it, once you've got it, nobody can take it from you. But if you just got a mental argument, if you just have facts up here, if somebody says, do you know anything about healing? Oh yeah, by His stripes we were healed. You can quote the verse and give the address where it's located. But if you haven't meditated on it until you see yourself well, you won't be well. This is just so simple, but it's profound. And I'm telling you, this is how it works. If you would go to the Lord and take the scriptures like that, He's got a purpose for every single person's life. You were created on purpose. Jeremiah, before he was formed in his mother's belly, before he came forth out of his mother's womb, he was sanctified and ordained to be a prophet. And if you were to take these things and say, God's no respecter of persons, if that's the way it was with Jeremiah, if that's the way it was with Paul, that's the way it is with me. God's got a purpose. God, what's your purpose? You live Romans 12, 1 and 2, and you start seeking Him, and God will start giving you dreams, and you'll start thinking about things. And once you know that it's God leading you to do something, maybe He's leading you to start a business, to take a step of faith and venture out. Once you know that it's God, then meditate on that and see yourself succeeding. Don't just go rent any place. Meditate on it. Let God give you a vision of what place He wants you to have. See it. And then when you get there, you'll know it. You know, when we bought that other building, this is right when the Lord told me I was thinking too small, and I started dreaming bigger. And I even asked this friend of mine, Bob Nichols, I said, how am I going to know when I get the right place? And he says, if you'll meditate on it, you'll see it. And then when you see it with your eyes, it'll match. And he says, you'll know it. And so that's what I did. And you know what? When we got that place at Elkton down there, I knew it was the right place because I'd seen it. Man, this is profound. We need to use what God has given us. Something that actually threatened God's kingdom, our imagination, must be powerful. We just need to begin to start using it in a positive way. And if you would use these things that we're talking about and begin to see yourself successful, meditate on this and form a mental image, it would be powerful. Let me just issue one caution and then I'll quit. But the danger of what I'm talking about is people who see the power of your imagination and then you just start imagining whatever you want. And you imagine yourself with a new partner. You don't like the one you got, so you think you'll just imagine and you'll go to daydreaming about somebody else. Man, that'll get you in trouble in a hurry. The way you do this, it says Psalms 37:4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean He'll give you whatever you're lusting for. It means you delight yourself in the Lord. You make yourself a living sacrifice and your commitment to God is the first place in your life. And you go to seeking Him and loving Him, God will put His desires in your heart. He will have you start dreaming of things. And He will start directing you through your imagination. Man, this has happened to me hundreds of times. I was committed to Sigaville, Texas. I was never going to leave there. I was going to stay and die there if I had to. I was committed to that place. Everybody told me to leave that place. And I wouldn't do it. And one day when I was praying, I just looked out the window and I thought, this is the ugliest place I've ever been in my life. I think I gave that illustration earlier in the week. And God told me we had to move by November the 1st. I went home and for sale sign in our yard, and our landlord told us we had to be out by November the 1st. And one of the ways God led me was by the desires of my heart. And I just lost my desire for it. I saw it differently. And I started seeing other things. And God, this is how God led us into this. This is how God's leading me into all of these other things. I'm telling you, you've got a supernatural creative force that God put on the inside of you. Something that if you can dream it, you can do it. It's powerful. It is super powerful. We could give hundreds, thousands of examples of people even outside of God. This works for non-believers. Your imagination is your womb. It's your conception. It's how things work. It'll work for you or against you. It'll work for an unbeliever even, not as well as it would work for a believer if you'll let the Holy Spirit inspire you. But I'm saying even unbelievers have dreamed of doing things and they wind up doing it because they've seen it in their imagination. I've heard stories about millionaires. Most millionaires have gone bust more than once. They've lost it. But the difference is they see themselves as a millionaire. And they may be in a temporary situation where they don't have any money, but it doesn't matter. They see themselves differently. And it's just a matter of time until what they see on the inside manifests itself on the outside. Likewise, if you see yourself as a failure, you could win the lottery. And it's just a matter of time until you're back in the same financial situation you were before. If you don't change. Statistically, I think it's 80% of people who win the lottery are worse off in 10 years or something financially because they never changed the way they saw themselves. And they will eventually, you will be the way that you see yourself as you think in your heart. That's the way that you are. So if you want to change, don't just go begging God and ask the prayer change to pray for you or come to a conference and want somebody to wave their hand over you and make it happen. Change the way you think. Meditate on what God says. See yourself with what God has told you to do. And if you get a clear vision of that on the inside, there aren't enough demons in hell to stop it from coming to pass. It will come to pass. As you think in your heart, that's the way it will be. Isn't that awesome? If that's true, which it is, then you need to get to imagining some things. Amen? We saw a documentary on Walt Disney not long ago. And you know what? I was so impressed. I don't have any clue about Walt Disney. I've heard that he did drugs. I don't know where he was with the Lord. But that man had an imagination. And he saw things. And he was detailed about the way he wanted things to be. And man, he created an empire. He did things that other people said couldn't be done because he imagined it. That's a man that, as far as I know, is without God. What can you do with the Holy Spirit? I tell you, most people are shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. You need to raise your sights. You need to look a little further down the road. You need to start believing God for some things. And some of you have had big dreams, but life just beats it out of you. You go through a divorce, you go through being fired at your job, through being laid off, through a recession, something happens, and most people just let life choke these dreams. But you know, when I minister on this, invariably there are people that have had dreams for decades. You've had things that you really believe God wants you to do, but you just won't indulge yourself. You won't dream. You're afraid of it. You would rather stay safe and live dissatisfied, not fulfilled, and be safe than to run a risk. Well, it's just like I taught the other morning about the four lepers. How long are you going to sit there till you die? Are you going to let these dreams just languish and not do anything with it? I'm telling you, I pray that God builds a holy dissatisfaction in you to where you are willing to do whatever it takes to see these things on the inside get out. God has put dreams and visions and miracles on the inside of me. And they aren't just for myself, they're for other people. God wants to use me to touch other people. And if I don't run the risk and do something, other people are going to miss their miracle because of my fear. And I'm just determined not to do that. When I die, when I'm gone, if the Lord doesn't come back in my lifetime, I want to empty myself of every dream that God ever put in me. I don't want to have anything undone. I want to be able to say with Paul, I've run the race, I've finished my course, I've done what God called me to do, and I did not leave anything undone. There are many of you that have lots of dreams that you're just letting languish for fear of all of these other things, and I'm telling you, that's the wrong way to live. If you aren't living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Amen. You need to get out there on that, out on the limb. That's where fruit grows, is out on the limb. Most people want to hug the trunk. You need to get out there on the limb where you're swaying in the breeze. Amen. That's where the fruit is. Take a chance. Get out there. And so what if you fail? You fail forward. I believe God would be more proud of you to try and do what He's put in your heart and you fail than to sit there and disobey because you're fearful that it might not work. I believe God would say, well done. At least you went for it. Yep. Amen? Amen. Amen. So Father, I just speak this word over all these people, and I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would help us to understand how You created us, how this imagination works. And Father, I pray especially for those who have had dreams and You've spoken things to them and they feel passionately about some things that they're supposed to do, and yet they aren't progressing. They aren't moving in that direction for fear. Looking at things, they see themselves as a failure. Father, I'm just praying that the Holy Spirit lights a fire on the inside of them, that people would go to dreaming big. Father, I pray that all of the potential that is in this room tonight would somehow or another be released. That, Father, everything You've spoken to every person in here would be released. Father, I know it would transform families. It would transform communities. It would transform businesses. Father, I believe we've got enough potential in this room to literally transform this nation, to cause a supernatural move of God, a revival. Father, I just speak freedom. I loose these people from small thinking. That people would start using their imagination to see things. Father, for those who have never had a clear vision about what it is that You want them to do, I'm asking that tonight they would just open up their heart and let You start putting dreams in their heart, that they would see these things coming to pass. Father, I pray that You would give people vision, that You would start light a fire on the inside of them tonight. Thank You, Father. Father, we agree and we receive this. We thank You for it. Praise the Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit's speaking to me right now that there are some of you that have let your vision die. You know, last night I ministered to people who had gotten out of the ministry, but there's many other visions. Not everybody's going to be behind a pulpit. God could have given you a vision of being your own boss, starting your own job, moving to someplace, doing something. Maybe you got some talent that you've never tapped. You just did what was necessary to make a living, but man, your desire is to, you know, make things or to do something or to be an artist. There could be a million different things in here. But if you've had a vision and you really believe that God has put something in your heart, and yet you've let circumstances or people talk you out of it, I want to minister to you tonight. And I want God to just rekindle that desire on the inside of you. You need to make sure it's God and not just your own flesh. But for those of you who know that God has called you to do something, God's put something in your heart, and you've let circumstances, people, or whatever stop you from doing it, and yet tonight you're ready to reactivate it and make a commitment, I want you just to stand right where you are, and I'm going to pray for you and believe that this vision burns so big on the inside of you that you aren't going to be able to leave it alone. Thank You, Jesus. You know, if you've understood what I've said and if you're responding properly to this invitation, this is amazing how many people are standing. No wonder that you aren't satisfied. No wonder you feel that there's something more, because you aren't pursuing what God's really put in your heart. I'm telling you, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real deal. Every day that we don't pursue what God called us to do, it's a day wasted. You need to make a decision that, praise God, you're going to go out of here and you're going to start doing something. Even if it's wrong, do something lest you do nothing. Take a step in some direction. Anybody else? Father, I pray for all of these. Thank you for people who humbled themselves tonight. And Father, for whatever it is that you've put in their heart, they're saying that they know that you've called them to do more than what they're doing. And Father, right now, we come against the fears, against the circumstances that hinder them from doing things. And we just say in the name of Jesus that everything has to bow its knee before the Lord Jesus and before this will that He's given. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release your power right now to flow into them. And I believe that the fire of God just burns on the inside of them, that it would be like Luke 24 says, that His word burned within us while He talked to us. I pray that these things that we've talked about would burn on the inside of them to where they could not ignore it. They could not go back to being just average. That, Father, they will pursue the things that you've called them to do. I speak this over them in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we break your lies and deception, the fears, the curses that have been spoken over them. We break these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we command these demonic hindrances to remove, to be gone. Father, we pray laborers across their path, people that'll come and help them accomplish the goal. That whatever it is that they need, if they need money, if they need people, if they need ideas, whatever, we just believe that right now your power is working to bring all of these things into manifestation. And Father, I pray that these God-given dreams and desires are going to come to fruition. That, Father, miracles will happen to bring these things to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I can just see in my heart that this is going to change lots of people, not only you, but people around you. It's going to make a big difference. There are people that are languishing because you haven't occupied the place that God called you to be. God's patience. You don't have to get there tomorrow, but you need to start taking steps, baby steps in that direction, and start doing what God has called you to do. Father, I just speak this over them, and we thank you in advance, Father, for the positive response, for the good things that are coming to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We agree and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You receive that? Praise God.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, God Wants You to Succeed, was recorded live at a recent Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on either CD or DVD, or if you prefer, you can get the DVD version as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This entire series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net and click on today's TV offer to see all the ways you can get this teaching. The seventh audio teaching in today's series is titled, Learn How to Dream Big. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this seventh CD free of charge. This is the last day we'll be offering this teaching, so be sure to respond today. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of October, he'll be in Kampala, Uganda. In November, he'll be in Mesa, Arizona, and in San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth, Texas. And in January, he'll be in Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona, and at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park, Colorado, for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite you to come join me at one of our Gospel Truth rallies in Texas during the month of November. On the 13th, 14th, and 15th, I'm coming to San Antonio and then Dallas and then Fort Worth. We'll have some information on your screen. Of course, you can always go to our website, that's awmi.net, and you can get a listing of all of these meetings. You can also call 719-635-1111. And they can give you information. But these are just one-night services where I'm there ministering. We will have prayer ministers with us, students, that will be able to minister to your needs physically. And it's going to be a great time. So remember, November the 13th through the 15th in Texas.
While flipping TV channels in their home in Kathmandu, Nepal, Bob and Dawa Wesley stumbled across the Gospel Truth broadcast with Andrew Womack. And their lives were changed forever.
When I found out that how much God loved me and what He did for me, I started understanding the gospel, actually.
Desiring to fulfill God's call on their lives, Bob and Dawa moved to Colorado Springs and attended Charis Bible College. Then it was back to Nepal and back to work.
I started walking towards my office and I started seeing these two little boys, and their feet was cracked, and you know, their clothes were really, really dirty. I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said, feed them.
With that direction from God, their ministry was born, feeding the destitute boys of Kathmandu, both physically and spiritually.
I've always focused on sharing the gospel with these kids. And it is only the Word of God that changes the lives of the people. It is only the gospel.
Another changed life, changing the world. Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College.